T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, good morning, Upstate. I took the time while we were on break to fix a few things on my end, so at least now I can enjoy the show. That's good stuff. This is the Tara Show. It is the 4th of July. Ingles Markets Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning Text Line is 71307. I wasn't having nearly as good a time, but I unplugged it somewhere else, and Viola. Now, let us gloat, shall we? We should understand that the Dobbs abortion decision may have deeply upset some people, and in this difficult time for them, we should acknowledge their pain and do everything we can to make it much, much worse. The weirdos, the pro-abort weirdos and losers and mutations, as well as the terrible Twitter lawyers, are mad because they can't freely kill babies everywhere anymore, and they should feel bad. They are bad people whose moral illiteracy cannot be cured by reason, so it has to be sufficient that they experience pain. This is the only way they get to learn. This is the only way they're going to learn. So get to gloating. And we have much to gloat about lately, because we are winning the war a lot of weak hearts did not really want to fight, like David French, you idiot. If David French is a writer, I think he writes for the New York Times. If he'd had his way, Pantsuit would have won in place of the guy with the mean tweets. Instead of abortion being restricted, it would be subsidized and probably mandatory until puberty. So you bet we should be smug and insufferable in victory, especially because so many people in our corner, or allegedly in our corner, ahoy, you cruise ship conservative saps, they're always so eager to declare us defeated and that the war for America's collective soul has been definitively lost. We've gotten too used to decline. We've gotten too used to not winning. And the establishment is perfectly comfortable with that. There's a sense in our country among some people, maybe some of you, that we are too far gone, that we cannot go back to something like normal. The last two decades have been anything but normal. A nonstop barrage of terrorism, economic collapse, political battling, cultural warfare, and pandemic insanity. We've become so intolerant. And I've been looking at the text lines, and somebody was talking about watching a show from the 1980s. And at the beginning of the show, they have this this warning statement of it had outdated cultural content, meaning it would be offensive material for the people of today if they watch the show. And I submit this to you. Eddie Murphy, a brilliant comedian, a very funny man. He had a lot of ethnic stuff. Like Richard Pryor. All of these guys that had this raw style of comedy. Comedy is reflective of society. And you couldn't make a movie like Blazing Saddles today. Cleavon Little, the guy who played Bart. He couldn't have that role today. They wouldn't even make the movie. The movie is one big offense, but it's funny. And none of those people had any of those attitudes. It was a movie. You couldn't make 48 hours today with Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte. Couldn't make it. Or another 48 hours. Still couldn't make it. And here's the problem. Here's the problem. America today does not have the same kind of background that you and I had when we were growing up. They have nothing to base anything off of. And the left has taken advantage of this. And it's not just one black swan, but a flock of them. I'm sorry. David French wrote for National Review. Thank you very much. I knew he wrote for somebody. And yes, you're correct in that that declaration of what they are at National Review. Biden was supposed to make things normal again, and he hasn't. And he can't, because he doesn't want to. And his handlers need us impoverished, so we need them. They need us divided, so they can leverage Group A against Group B. They need a crisis. The flu, the weather, an insurrection. So that we cannot think and cannot debate and cannot stop them from solving the crisis by doing what they always wanted to do anyway. Our freedom shrinks, our prosperity shrinks, our anger grows. Change must come, because this is unsustainable. We just had landmark saving lives gun control passed that will do nothing. It will do nothing. There will be more school shootings. There will be more grocery store shootings. There will be shootings in places because we've got a bunch of little narcissists that have been groomed in these schools, and they're coming out and they're getting out here just like the last two, just like Buffalo, just like Uvalde. Both of those guys, 18 years old. When we got locked down, they were 16. They've had 2 years to marinate. Harlem Nights, that's right. You couldn't make Harlem Nights now. With Eddie Murphy. And Red Fox, the legendary Red Fox. And Richard Pryor. But it was a movie. It was a comedy, right? And what did we get out of the gun control, though? I'm just rambling everywhere, aren't I? What did we get out of gun control? We got, they're now going to incentivize the states to put out red flag laws. Except the states that want red flag laws have already done it. And the states that don't want red flag laws are not going to do it. So that's nothing. They're going to do enhanced background checks on people from 18 to 21. What's that going to look like? What's that going to look like? And who's going to decide what is and is not an alarming thing in the enhanced background check? And, you know, I had a chat with Alan Gottlieb about this, and I mean, they're just getting ready to sue everybody. They get ready to sue New York because New York, who the Bruin judgment was against, they're out there. We're just getting started. But we're in the time of changing now, and you should gloat about our victory and about the victory for what's right, so that our enemies not only fully understand that they're on the side of the suck, but that we're going to utterly defeat them. And all their dreams of faculty lounge fascism is going to die. And it's not enough that we merely defeat them. We must make the rubble bounce with our impact. This macro pathology masquerading as an ideology must be so completely repudiated that it never wakes up again. Look at what they're selling. Infanticide, wokeness, Marxism, the climate hoax, all colors of the rainbow of evil, tenets of a pagan religion that fills the void in their soul where God should be. So you sit back, cross your arms over your chest. We won, they lost. Time to gloat. When we get back, they still want to confiscate your guns. Despite all of the losing they're doing right now, they still think they got that mandate. We'll be right back. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right. I made reference, I'm getting ahead of myself. The Ingalls Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I made reference to something called the BSCA, which is their life-saving legislation they just passed. This non-solution, right? And this is the point. The point of gun control is death. It's going to lead to more mass murders. And they're going to be agitating in the future, but that was always part of their plan. The sad part about it is that, like in places where, in New York City, where the Bruin case was just decided, one of their arguments is that you can't have that many people in that tight of a space, that population density, carrying guns. When they have had this in place since 1911, and they have no idea what that would even look like. But you can guess what's going to happen next with this particular law. By simply looking at what they've done in the past. Because their non-solutions were never meant to work. There's going to be more mass murders. This change is nothing. You know, that's one thing. While we're out there sitting there going, Cornyn, he sold us out. Lindsey Graham, he sold us out. This actually does nothing. It does nothing. Nothing was banned. And that would do nothing. I mean, if they were just to do an outright ban, that would be do nothing. That banning guns and confiscating guns is a logistical impossibility. There are just too many of them out there. There's too many of them in places where they would have to project force to actually go out and get them. And once they go out there and get them, whenever you get away from your sanctum, you know, when on your six, you got to be watching out on your six as you're going, because you don't know what's going to be, you know, hey, they just passed, let's go in behind. But what's going to happen is there's going to be another opportunity to exploit other people's pain for their political gain. And this is a feature, not a bug, of the liberticidal left, if you will. Anti-liberty leftists have an oddly different worldview from you, especially when it comes to problems and crises that they've caused. They see this just as a means to gain power and screw things up so that they can rush in, seize more power, and screw things up even more in a never-ending cycle of failure. This is the classic Howard and Piven over and over again, over and over again. Therefore, they are very particular about their solutions. While they pretend to be open to doing something, anything, supposedly to keep you safe, you'll notice that their solutions are carefully designed to avoid solving the problem while they enhance their power and set up for future power grabs. I'll give you an example. In Chicago, because of social media monitoring, the police know exactly where most of the stronghold of most of that violence happening in Chicago is. They know where they are in the inner city, which blocks, which buildings, which rooms. They know. While everybody's out there saying, oh, crime, guns, gangs, they could go in there and they could do something about it if they wanted to. They could go in there and arrest them all, but then they're just going to be turned out by Kim Fox. They're just going to be, you know, turnstiled out. So it does them no good to do it. So what do? They do nothing. They protect their pension. Solving the problem is the last thing they want to do, because if they inadvertently fix things, they have no reason to exist at that point. And we also know where things are going to go from here, because they've always followed the same script year after year. If you've ever wondered how they make this easy access to guns claim with a straight face, we have a very simple explanation. They have this two-step exploitation process that starts with the assertion, with that assertion, during these situations. It's their way of making incremental moves towards gun confiscation. Well, they swear up and down that they aren't incrementally moving towards gun confiscation, which, well, like I said, is logistically impossible, which means they're insane for thinking it could work. And if all the propaganda media and the liberticidal left reactions seem like deja vu, it's because they always are the same. Their script has not changed that much. Red flag laws became a new thing only very recently. They start, Alf, by making all kinds of demands for a ban on some undefined military-style weapon of war and licensing schemes and unconstitutional control over private property with expanded background checks. And this is the thing. Everybody's out there with their guns. Well, you own them. The law that they set up, the left set up this law. The law states you get, if you buy your gun from a licensed dealer, that you have to go through a background check. When they put that law together, they did not say, and you can only, you can only buy your gun from a licensed dealer. They did not make that part of the law. So they left that part out. They swept all of the tabletop FFLs off the table. You had to have a shop. You had to have a storefront. You had to have security. You had to have a hardened building. You had to have a whole lot of things. But for the people that were just doing it to get, you know, cheaper weapons for their neighbors, that they were out of the business. So that law, the reason these things exist right now today, is because that was set up in the 90s during the Clinton administration. So, the new wrinkle is the unconstitutional gun confiscation order, which is the red flag or whatever. Anyway, then when they're doing all this stuff, they call for a compromise. Now, a compromise means, okay, so you want expanded background checks for people 18 to 21. That's cool. In exchange, I want national carrier reciprocity. But we didn't get any of that. Cornyn and Graham, they think they're playing this three-dimensional chess game. They're like, well, this doesn't really do nothing, so we'll just say, yeah, sure. We won't ask for anything, even though we said, no, you can't ban this, and no, you can't do that, and everything. And on top of the Bruin decision, I mean, the Bruin decision solidifies the Heller and the McDonald rulings. And I mean, bans are off the table. Strict scrutiny is the law of the land. So there was no compromise here. We just got nothing in return. Of course, while everybody's out there, Bill, gun control of any type. But this was just, it's not even good virtue signaling. But they get to try it, all while pretending that they're liberal, which, by the way, being a liberal means they're for liberty, which they're not liberal, they're leftists, they're progressives. And they can be for liberty and not give anything in return. Compromise. When we get back, I'm completely baffled by this abortion obsession they have, and you know, I'm just going to throw it out there when we get back. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So I had my mic turned up too loud. We're trying to work that out. That's the constant drama of live radio. Ingalls Marcus talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. What baffles me about the abortion thing is it is absolutely bizarre that that's the hill that they would either choose to die or kill a bunch of babies on, to me. Absolutely bizarre. From a utilitarian angle, it's certainly not a great banner to be carrying because most normal people consider the whole thing horribly distasteful and frankly don't want to think about it. And ideologically, leftists could have gone either way because you do understand that leftists don't believe in anything, right? They, you know, so they could go either way. It's not like they have to choose to defend abortion instead of opposing them. They have no problem telling people what they can and can't do as a principle. So why did they choose pro instead of con? It's not about freedom. They're against that. And it's not about some sort of highfalutin commitment to bodily integrity. These are the same people who wanted us to be the test bed for every potion and poultice that Pfizer and the rest of Big Pharma created to address a somewhat more dangerous strain of the flu. And if you didn't inject it, you were a bad person of badness and you should be thrown out of your job, denied schooling, and maybe even jailed. Also, wear your mask. So if their foundational principle is bodily integrity, the way they actually practice it is pretty damn shaky. So what is it? Could it be the feminist angle? They hate babies because normal women like them. So there's that. It's not particularly reasonable to assume that this was some sort of response to a looming threat that you might get pregnant and have no other options other than to, you know, kill your baby. Because it's pretty easy to actually avoid getting pregnant. You can use birth control, which is literally everywhere. You could choose to not have sex, which appears to be the choice forced upon a lot of the weirdos, losers, and mutations who are the most active in this hideous movement. Look at the ones that are out there protesting this stuff, too. I mean, when I went and got my back cracked last week, in front of the State House in Columbia, there was just a handful of these people. And I mean, they look like mutants. They're out there claiming, and this is also, remember now, this is the same crowd that could not define for you very recently. We just put Jackson, is that her last name? Ketanji Brown Jackson in the Supreme Court. I put myself into that. I decided to identify as a black female while they were going through all that just to see, just because I can be whatever I want to be, according to them. But no, they picked her. And when questioned as a female, she could not define what a woman is. And then we have the Dobbs case, and then all of a sudden, women have lost the right to bodily autonomy and health care. We haven't solved that first problem of what is a woman. So who are we talking about? Overall, though, the protesters, they're salty looking through. There are a lot of people of heft. There are a lot of people who've marred their largely butt-white bodies with stupid tattoos in some cases. And I have tattoos. It's not a question of not liking them. These are the people that just got out of college. Their indoctrination is complete. A lot of the stuff they do. I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she got out there and her protest is to get her nails painted red and to wear red lipstick, because when she was being brought up, women that had red nails and red lipstick, they were sort of loose, don't you know? So this is how she has rebelled against her religious upbringing. Such a statement. And a lot of what they do is to try to shock us. If you shout your abortion, normal people are going to look at you as some sort of freak of nature. And that's because if you shout your abortion, you are a freak of nature. And, you know, my question is, what the hell's wrong with you? But this would not be the first time in human history when people degraded themselves in order to punish the people they were mad at. It reminds me of the Judean people's front in The Life of Brian when they run up on him and they kill themselves saying, oh, that'll show him. And it's unclear whether it's abortion itself or some greater psychodrama that are playing out. But they've chosen this as their issue, their obsession, their fetish. And now they, now having a legal background, you know, if you take a look at it, you can look at decisions like Roe v. and Casey and the ridiculous dissent in Dobbs and see that there's no legal reasoning in those decisions and in the dissent. They're all about the feels. They're set in the format of a legal decision. They look like one from a distance, but they're all about the feels. And we feels like abortion is good, so it's got to be in the Constitution, even if it's not. And if you disagree, you want to make us all handmaids. I mean, if you want to find a constitutional right, I don't think it's too much to expect that you actually find one rather than just assume one. And playing founding documents, the Mad Libs with the Constitution, is a speciality of the left. So they found abortion in the Constitution lurking behind those penumbras and emanations. But they can't seem to find the right to keep and bear arms, even in the sentence that says you've got a right to keep and bear arms. It's numerically number two, you know? I don't think they actually care about abortion per se. They certainly don't care about women's lives, and they say they do. But people say lots of things that they aren't. They say they care about gun crime, but they're not prosecuting anybody for it. In the big cities that they run, they say they care about minorities, but they let criminals in minority communities run wild, murder at will, and do nothing. They don't care about the women raped and murdered by the criminals, and the Democrat prosecutors refuse to prosecute. Now they have a problem. So, for the first time in 50 years, their feels has been defeated. Do I hear the bump? Oh, okay, I thought I was hearing the bump. No, I don't want the bump. We just make sure that I can hear the bump when it comes up, okay? So, you know, abortion is a state issue, and you can deal with that. And if you don't live in a state that allows it, and you got to have one, you can go to a state, they're going to make it to where you can travel in luxury. The red states are going to ban it or limit it. The blue states are going to enact 365-day per year hunting seasons for fetuses. And it's done. It is done. It's not about if it holds, if it sticks. It's done. There might be some election action at the margins. The abortion issue has been solved for the first time in 50 years, though. Some places aren't going to have it. Some will have it a little, and some will have it all the time. And my question now is, what are they going to be obsessed about next? Well, they're looking at this generationally. So watch out for your kids. When we get back, I'm going to continue to pound on them. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. All right, the Ingalls Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. The modern progressive assumes moral and intellectual authority over you. And as a consequence, their supposedly superior ends naturally justify any means necessary to achieve them. In their past, among the elite, the Democrats' blue wall states were once considered a testament to the wisdom of the Electoral College. Then in 2016, after Hillary Clinton had her way, and she got Donald Trump as her opponent, and he won, and that wall crumbled, and the Electoral College suddenly was blasted as a relic of the past. The 9-person Supreme Court was once beloved. On issues like abortion and school prayer and same-sex marriage, pornography and Miranda rights, they cheered the court as they made the law and ignored legislatures and presidents. And we had Republican court picks like Harry Blackmun and William Brennan and Anthony Kennedy and Sandra Day O'Connor, Lewis Powell, John Roberts, David Souter, John Paul Stevens, Potter Stewart, and Earl Warren, who flipped to the left like it was a bonus, you know? Because how could they not be swayed by the greater brilliance of their leftist colleagues? From the affirmative action of Roe versus Wade to Obamacare, apostate Republican justices for a half century greenlit legislating from the bench. When that was happening, do you remember all the talk coming from the Republican side about packing the court with 6 additional right-wing justices? Do you remember that? If you don't, that's because that didn't happen. Do you remember all those mobs massing around their homes of the Tea Partiers? Well, that didn't happen either. Now, suddenly a narrow constructionist majority has returned matters of abortion to the states. Second Amendment is a real right, and the once beloved court is being slandered by leftist insurrectionists as illegitimate. And every sort of once unthinkable attack on the court is now permissible. They leak draft opinions. A senior senator, Charles Schumer, the majority leader, threatens justices by name at the doors of the court. He got a bunch of heckling protesters surrounding their house. And the very life of a justice is threatened by a would-be assassin close to his home. Then there's the filibuster. See, the Senate is supposed to be the upper house. This is where the thinkers are. This is where the real adults are. The House of Representatives is the mob. This is the thinkers. So, consider the Senate filibuster. Former President Barack Obama, not long ago, ranted it was racist and a 180-year-old relic. And his logic was infantile. When they are in the Senate minority, he was giddy that the filibuster could slow down the Republican majority. And while he was a senator himself, he filibustered the nomination of the Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. But when they're in the majority, a pouting Obama blasted the filibuster as racist, a Jim Crow roadblock. So, can the January 6th committee issue some universal declaration that defeated candidates should not question the integrity of an election, much less for it to call for it to be ignored? Apparently not, because Hillary Clinton still claims she won. Trump was illegitimate. Stacey Abrams, she's the real governor of Georgia. And right now they're saying that she's polling even with Kemp. Okay. Then Clinton then trumped her own inflammatory rhetoric by urging Joe Biden not to accept the 2020 tally of the balloting if he lost. Jimmy Carter agreed that Hillary Clinton won the 2016 election, and Trump was thus illegitimate, even though he won the Electoral College. See, that's what elects a president, not the popular vote. Then we got the Hollywood actors. Then there's the racial matters. The left is most intellectually bankrupt there. During the recent confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the left alleged that tough questions were racist and sexist for bullying Jackson. But compared to Brett Kavanaugh, she got the kid glove treatment. Brett Kavanaugh was smeared as a teenage rapist and targeted by former Democratic media heartthrob Michael Avenatti, who is now an imprisoned felon. And then you have the loud mobs of affluent young white women who've been circling the home of African-American Justice Clarence Thomas, just one of five court justices who voted to let states decide the status of abortion. He did not write the majority opinion on that one. But see, the leftists have a toxic fixation with black Americans who do not appreciate their condescension. And in the left-wing mind, the buffoonish Capitol riot on January 6th was an insurrection, yet the much larger May 31st, 2020 riot that sought to storm the White House grounds and set the president into a bunker was some sort of a mob. So, and that was the sort of mob violence that was not going to stop, in the words of now Vice President Kamala Harris. Recently, the pro-abortion mob encircled the Arizona State Senate and held them there. But that wasn't a hostage situation. That was a cry from the heart. So what would the left do if, after the 2022 midterms, a Republican majority Congress emulated its own infantile tantrums? Like if Kevin McCarthy becomes a House Speaker and then he gets handed a State of the Union address and he tears it up behind Biden, who won't notice it? How about the House impeaching Biden twice, even as a private citizen in 2025? Even if he's not even aware that he's Joe Biden anymore. Stuff like that. All right, we got one more in front of us. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.